the first point of protocol again is that we are saying it's unjustified to increase our tax rate. The currency is a very strong currency. And secondly, our country has shown that there is no capacity to manage our tax inflows because of abuse and debt cutting. So there is no justification in increasing. We are trying to encourage a consumer expenditure and investment and increasing the tax and the rate at the same time. So it's contradictory.
I want to buy US dollars
in the first place because they import local currency as the current or first choice in terms of even our civil servants. Civil servants are not getting foreign currency. So, most people that are employed here, it's actually informal sector. So, where do they get that information? And how do they justify our statement? They're going to even unregistered and unrecorded income. So, everything is just guesswork.
Ukuthi abantu bayanelisa ukukhokhela zonezo imali abazibizayo ama-20% kusiya ku-30%. Imali yakhona yini uhulumende uyisebenzisa njani?
That's another stage, ngoba phela as the government has got the right to collect taxes. So it's a question of whether they deploy those taxes equitably. But now the regulator is going to quickly with abantu bahola ngama-US dollars. For instance, ama mines, if the company which actually charges the pay at GM, but there is no evidence that there are enough people who hold you formally when taxes in foreign currency. It's a very bad policy statement that is based on conjecture. It's not justified.
Kuthi laba abaku informal sector laba abazisebenzelayo uhulumende uyakoreka yini imali bayakhokhela yini bona imali zama taxes kule system yini eseyafakwa in place ukubana kuthathwe lezi zimali.
Right, what they did was antivele kuvele kule-VAT yani ephathelana nenkonzo. Kodwa if you are self-employed, laba abakubhadalayo wona for your services rendered, if you do a service for a registered institution, bazakubhadalisa i-withholding tax nxa ungaphutisanga i-IPF tax certificate. So anti mina I'm an independent consultant, so if I do work for UNDP or for Jesse or for whoever, Harare City Council, if I don't produce the IPF tax clearance, that chargeable, whatever charge I withholding tax. So this thing it seems to be working very high. They pay about 30%. So as long as you are self-employed and but you are rendering service to a registered institution, that institution is the one that is under obligation to charge you withholding tax of 30%.
Kuyino ongakukhuthaza kubantu abalaleleyo nxa sokubuya kundaba zokubhadala lawo ma-tax?
Phela mina inkinga yami ukuthi khona vele umthelo wethu is already very high, and so it is up to us as citizens to argue our case even through constitutional court with hachi. Thina we are among the high paying tax nation in the world. I think we're in the top 20 or so, like Ireland and so forth. So now uhulumende wethu elesifiso sokuthi akhulise umnotho welizwe engezelele i-consumption le-investment lama-savings yethu. Kufanele sikhulume labantu bomthetho ukuthi hatshi uhulumende lo ngahanjiswe emthethweni. So kuyenzela ukuthi thina sibe yithi nabantu esithi khona uhulumende impilo yethu inzima, indevu iyadula, nxa sebesithathela futhi imali akusasali imali yokuthi sisende kwezinye izinto ezikhulisa umnotho. So kukithi thina sizithi sikhulume ngakho ijikandaba ngodaba leli olemthweni wakahulumende.